Hello, we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working in the community. What is your zip code?
You calling from where now?
I am calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I would like to know, what is your zip code?
4076.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
Okay, what is this research for?
It's mostly about the upcoming elections.
Okay. I was born in 1953.
Thank you very much. In this case, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And actually, that's the next question. What is your race? So in this case, will be Black or African American, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting this upcoming general election? Voting in person early before the election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Early by mail.
Early by mail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. So, from 0 to 10, what number?
5.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, State, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of that person or people, please indicate that. First name on the list, Kamala Harris. How do you feel about her?
10.
Gretchen Whitmer.
10.
Tim Walz.
Who?
Tim Walz.
Not familiar.
Okay. J.D. Benz.
0.
Josh Safiro.
Eight.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
9.
Donald Trump.
0.
Barack Obama.
10.
Mark Kelly.
9.
Thank you. Next question. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. I will read the list of options now. So, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality housing, rising cost of living, criminal justice and police reform, immigration, climate change and environment, affordable quality healthcare, access to quality education, abortion, access to good jobs, better transportation systems.
Okay. I'm not supposed to remember all those, but let's go with...
Would you like me to read them again? It's not a problem.
And I get three. I choose three?
Three. Up to three.
Okay.
Okay. Again, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality housing, rising cost of living, criminal justice and police reform, immigration, climate change and the environment, affordable quality healthcare, access to quality education, abortion, access to good jobs, better transportation systems.
Abortion, abortion, police reform, and there's another one I can't think of it though. Voting. Did I do voting?
Voting. Okay, yeah. So it will be the three that you have selected, just to make sure that these are the ones, is protecting and expanding voting rights, criminal justice and police reform, and abortion.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Donald Trump.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
If it was held today?
No. And the fact that being Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party candidate for president,
okay.
Once, if that, that being official, that will make you, or how that will influence on your motivation to vote?
No difference.
That will that motivate you to vote more? Will less motivate you to vote, or will make no difference to your current motivation to vote?
If it was held today, I don't remember the question. That's what I'm trying to get.
No, don't worry. The question is, if Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
More motivated.
Okay. Much motivated or somewhat more motivated?
Much more motivated.
Okay. Compared to last month, are you feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay, thanks. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, Little or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. The first statement represents the AAPI community. Do you consider this describes her or not?
What is the AAPI community?
AAIP community?
Yeah. I mean, what is...
This stands for Asian American and Pacific Islanders.
Okay. And what was the question again?
If you consider that Kamala Harris represents this sector.
Yes.
Okay. Would you say this really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Okay, next statement. Fight for all of us. Would you say this statement really describes her or does not describe her?
Fight for all of us. All of us.
Yeah. Would you say this is something that describes her or not?
Yes.
Really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Really.
Thank you. Governs with an iron fist. Would you say this statement describes her or not?
No.
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 Okay. So it really does not describe her, right? Okay.
Okay. When you said in the end that when you said really don't describe her, it threw me off. I mean, it might make a difference in my answer. So you give me the question again, please.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Governs with an iron fist. And the options are really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or really does not describe her.
Describes her a bit.
Okay, thank you. Restricts right to the trans and LGBTQ community. Would you say something that describes her or not?
And the question was...
Restricts right? Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Don't worry. It's okay. These are no questions. Are more like statements. And pretty much if this is a statement for you... Sounds like if something that will describe her or not. So the statement again is restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Describes her.
Really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Is prepared to be president.
Yes.
Describes her or not?
Yes.
Okay. Really describes her or somewhat?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes.
Really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Is tough on crime?
Describes her. Really describes her.
Thank you. Is a strong black woman.
Yes. It describes her.
Really describes her or somewhat?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable or Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or makes no difference. First statement, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims. This makes you more favorable to vote for her or less favorable?
I don't know. I kind of got lost on the question with that.
No worries. This is a statement about Kamala's career as attorney, and
mm-hmm.
you need to let me know after I finish if that statement influenced for you on the image that you have for her as more favorable or less favorable towards her. So the statement is, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims.
Favorably described, then.
Okay, so this makes you much more favorable or somewhat more favorable towards her?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Second statement. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historical black university where she became a member, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. This makes you more favorable or less favorable towards her?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Their statement. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. This makes you more favorable or less favorable?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Kamala is daringly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their life. This makes you more favorable or less favorable towards her?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Much more favorable.
Okay, thank you. And last one, Kamala started a program called Back on Track, a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Again, right now, I will explain from now on, pretty much after all of these statements that we read about Kamala, the survey will ask you the same questions I asked you on the beginning to sense if you have modified your answers. So that I'm explaining this for you to don't feel weird if you heard the same questions again, okay?
Okay. Now, after I do this, how much long is this?
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We're about to finish. It's just a couple of minutes more. This is a short survey. So, again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
5.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
against Donald Trump.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Instagram, Twitter, local newspaper, local TV news, Snapchat, network news, family and friends, MSNBC, Facebook, local radio, TikTok, Fox News, national newspapers, CNN, or other?
Local radio.
Local radio. Okay, you can select another one if you like. Up to three, actually.
TV, local TV.
Okay.
Newspaper.
Local newspapers or national newspapers?
National.
Thank you. Okay. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats?
No.
You are not part of...
Yeah? No, right. Okay. I'm not.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself an independent, Democrat, or a Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Biden.
Biden, okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate degree.
Associate degree, okay.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorce. Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
No, you can't go there.
Would you like me to read the amount?
No.
Okay.
And look, I gotta go. You know, you guys should actually keep all day busy.
Actually, this is the last question of the survey, so I just need an answer. I can give you the estimates. So we can finish this. It's just, we are just one question away.
Go ahead.
Okay. Less than $24,999?
No, 25. No, I told you we're not going there.
This is the last question. I just need an estimate, and it's just a range.